America is propagating a false gospel. The church systems teach a false Jesus. The church systems tell you that you can live in your sin and your worldliness, that you can love the things of the culture. But the Bible says you must repent. The Bible says no man will enter the kingdom of God except through Christ Jesus. How do you enter through Christ Jesus? Just believing? No. Sunday church attendance and water baptism? No. Reading your Bible 10 minutes a day? No. Just believing in Jesus? No. How will you gain eternal life and enter the kingdom of God? Jesus told the rich man, one thing you lack, sell everything you own, because he loved his money, and come follow me. And he couldn't do it. What is your idol? His idol was material things. What's your idol today, neighbor? What's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God? You love being a Baptist? You love being a Roman Catholic? You love sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity. Did you know vanity makes you an abomination before God? If you live in any way that lifts you up, how you look, Proverbs says a proud look is an abomination to a holy God. And God will not be mocked. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. We've been preaching it all day. God hears the prayers of those that obey him. We need to talk about that. A lady just said to me, oh, actually God rules all the kingdoms of this world. No, that is an absolute lie. Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan took Jesus up to the Temple Mount and said, worship me and I'll give you every kingdom of the world. That proves that Satan runs the kingdoms of the world. And in Revelation it says that Christ is going to come back and he's going to take back the kingdoms of the world for the Father. But right now, Satan is ruling this culture. Satan is ruling the world system. And he's going to be let loose where he's going to deceive the world. Jesus said in Matthew 24, if it were possible, he would even deceive the very elect. How do you not be deceived? Well, you got to know what the Word of God says and be born of His Spirit. And when you're born of God's Spirit, you test all things and you come out of the world. You don't live in sin, carnality, and flesh. There's no hope as you live in sin, carnality, and flesh. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and in truth. How do you know what the truth is? Somebody asked me that today. How do you know what the truth is? The truth is the Word of God confirmed by the Spirit of God. And we see the truth in the world. We see it working in the Spirit. We see it in the true body of Christ. The true body of Christ is not the Roman Catholic Church, the Evangelical Church, and all the false ways. The true body of Christ is the holy ecclesia. That means called out ones that have come out of the world and follow him in spirit and truth. They've laid down their lives. They've laid down their pride and vanity. They've laid down their ways. They know what the scriptures say and they seek Christ in spirit and truth. You can't follow God in lies and made up ways. Any doctrine that is not true is called heresy. Heresy is an invention of man and Satan. This is Satan's kingdom you're walking in. You need to repent and seek after the kingdom of God. Judgment is coming for all those who don't obey God and don't obey the gospel. We don't want our neighbors to suffer the wrath of God that's coming. If you're not willing to confess with your mouth that you've sinned against a holy God, confession, and then realize what Christ did for you. He shed his blood for you, and he made a narrow way. And by that shed blood of Christ and that narrow way, you can plead your case and find eternal life through repentance and being born again. What a glorious thing. When you're born again, he changes your heart and your desires. The American Christians do not understand what it is to have a changed heart, changed desire. The American Christians live in the flesh. They say they're just sinners. They say they can't stop their sin, but the Bible teaches you can absolutely overcome sin because of what Christ has done. By the power of the Holy Spirit, many places in the scriptures, it says that you can walk in righteousness, goodness, truth. That's the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Patience, long-suffering, love, gentleness, kindness to God's people. But never overlooking sin. Never walking in willful sin. The culture lives in willful sin. The church systems live in willful sin. You must be willing to lose your life and come out of every false way. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12 says. And it says, don't conform to the culture. I just told a Sunday church going man that James 4:4 says you can't be a friend of the world or you're an enemy of God. He said that's not true. He just denied it. How can you be a friend of the world and claim to be of Jesus who said, I am not of the world? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of the world. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. There's only two kingdoms, neighbor. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of Satan. This is the kingdom of Satan. This culture is the kingdom of Satan. Entertainment, festivals, fairs, sports, politics, movies. This is all the kingdom of Satan. And you got to be willing to repent and come out of the kingdom of Satan to serve Christ in spirit and truth. But people love their life, they love their own ways, they love their flesh, and it's going to cost them eternal life. It's going to cost them judgment, separated from God, bound up into the weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Savior that most people believe in is not the true biblical Savior. They believe in a long-haired, feminized Jesus that overlooks sin and loves everybody even as they live like the world and keep sin. That is a false Savior. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, many false Saviors will go out into the world and deceive even the elect if it were possible. The elect cannot be deceived. Why is that? Because the elect cling to his word. The elect walk in his ways. The elect study the scriptures. the elect compare everything to the word of God. And then they come out of every false way. And they decide to honor God in how they live and what they do and the things they practice and the things they keep. Jesus told the Pharisees, if you were of God, you would hear my word and keep the Father's word, but your father is Satan. Those are the words of Jesus. He told religious people that they were a child of Satan. Guess what, Americans? You too are a child of Satan if you're not born of God, following his kingdom, coming out of the world. You are a child of Satan. And you have no hope of eternal life, only judgment that's coming. What's the fruit that a person is a child of Satan? They don't hear the word of God, they don't hear the ways of God, and they follow the culture. And Satan has you right where he wants you. He has you watching the news and sports and politics and entertainment. He has you keeping every false way. He has you feeding your flesh. Crime Fest is just a big flesh fest. Satan is a master deceiver. Look at this. Look at that. Hey, pay attention here. Hey, you can have eternal life with a false Jesus. You can keep your false ways and have eternal life too. But that's not the truth of God's word. God's word is eternal. God's word is true. Every word of it calls you out of the world. And if you live like the world, you are not a child of God. Then you are a child of Satan. Absolutely is. Jesus said, your father is Satan. The lady just said there's no such thing. Actually, that's what Jesus said. You're either a child of God or a child of Satan. People don't even know what the word of God says today. They're so deceived, following every false way.